This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and or Twitter to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Rometrius N. Moss, President and CEO of Black Nurses Rock, that inspires innovative leaders that will serve and educate vulnerable communities, and is the second national Black nurse organization and represents over 150,000 African American nurses and students from the U.S., Canada, Eastern Caribbean, Africa, Japan, and Germany. Dr. Moss, a pleasure and honor to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Yes, the pleasure is mine. We're so excited to be featured today.
Well, we are too, and been looking forward to this since we've had this book. Now, tell us, Dr. Moss, what is Black Nurses Rock? Get into that a little, if you would.
Yes, Black Nurses Rock is a national nonprofit 501c3 organization. Our focus is to gather nurses. We currently have 150,000 followers and subscribers to our Facebook private group. We get these nurses together. We talk about issues. We celebrate each other's success. We plan events. We have a convention. We have cruises. We have seminars. We're just trying to push and empower nurses to focus and move forward and sisterhood and brotherhood together.
And what prompted you or inspired you to start Black Nurses Rock?
Well, I'm an active duty military nurse stationed in Oklahoma. And when I started starting Black Nurse Rock, I was stationed in Florida, and I was the only Black nurse in my entire hospital. And when you are one of the only people that looks like you, and I was actually at the top of the food chain as far as in leadership, I was a flight commander, there were some things that I felt that I needed if I wanted to just bounce ideas off of. I kind of felt alone in leadership within my peers, and there was no other forum that I could find that I could go in and tap into people who may be going through some issues or just feeling like, you know, you're working hard and never satisfied and people are not acknowledging, you know, the worth that you bring to the table. And so I decided to start a movement, pretty much. We took pictures. We put it on Facebook. We used social media as the medium to get our message across. And I started a Facebook group. And within 4 days, we had 80,000 people in our Facebook group. And we currently sit with 150,000 people in our Facebook group. And this group gets over 1,000 posts a day. We're talking about issues that concern nurses from our student nurse level to upper management levels.
That is why you should call yourself Black Nurses Rock. That is awesome. Now, what are some of the things that your organization does outside the U.S.?
One thing that we're doing is working with the African Library Project. We collected books from all over the nation from our nurses, and we sent those books to Sierra Leone, where we will be building a library in our name of Black Nurses Rock to help primary age school children. So that was a very exciting thing. We also have a national magazine that reaches nurses from all over the globe. It's reached in 12 different countries. We also have chapters, affiliates forming. We have an affiliate chapter in Canada, Japan, Germany. And so we are able to connect with in the Bahamas. We're connecting with nurses all over the globe, coming together for a common interest. And one of our most important interests is the health of people of color. So as Black nurses, we can identify with the high health disparities that we see within people of color. So we're trying to get the nurses outside of their 8 to 5 or 12 to 12 shifts and go out into the community and educate, host health fairs, seminars, and things like that to empower our people to eat better, live a healthier lifestyle.
Absolutely outstanding. Today we are with Dr. Rometrius N. Moss, President and CEO of Black Nurses Rock, that inspires and empowers innovative leaders that will serve and educate vulnerable communities, here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at eHealth Radio. Dr. Moss, tell us about the event that you're planning in October.
Yes, that event is our first inaugural convention. We hope to have 500 nurses from all over the nation attend this convention in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Actually, it's my hometown. And we will have 20 dynamic speakers. We can have a keynote as the winner from Sunday's Best. She's actually a ER nurse, and she's a singer. Crystal Akins will be there as our keynote speaker. We hope to just empower our nurses to go back, take what they learned. We'll be hosting a grant writing workshop as well, leadership alongside of health disparity type topics to take back in our communities and go back and make a difference there. So we're excited about that conference.
And with much reason as well. How can listeners find out more about Black Nurses Rock, and how can they be in touch accordingly?
They can visit us on Facebook and like our Facebook page. Which is Black Nurses Rock. We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. They can also find us at our website at blacknursesrock.com, where they can see all of our activities, our mission, our vision, and the board directors and things that we have planned and coming up.
Well done, and congratulations on all the impact that you've made so far. Certainly has been an honor to have you with us, Dr. Moss, and certainly look forward to having you back with us in the future right here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Ometrius N. Moss, President and CEO of Black Nurses Rock, that inspires and empowers innovative leaders that will serve and educate vulnerable communities. And once again, for more information, simply visit blacknursesrock.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.